This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We want change. We want action. That's what a woman in Uvalde, Texas, told us as President Biden visited yesterday to console families of those who lost loved ones when a gunman opened fire at an elementary school on Tuesday, killing 19 children and two adults. The AP's Julie Walker.
The President and First Lady placed a bouquet of white flowers at the makeshift memorial outside Robb Elementary School, where the community has been gathering and grieving. Biden spoke with a few people before heading to Sacred Heart Catholic Church for services where some family members of those killed also worship. The Archbishop says Biden understands and they're grateful he came. When the first couple left, someone yelled to the president, "Do something," and Biden replied, "We will."
There are questions about whether police acted fast enough to stop the shooter. Now the Justice Department will look into that. The AP's Shelley Adler.
The Justice Department says it will review the law enforcement response to the shooting in Uvalde, Texas, that left 19 students and two teachers dead. The announcement comes amid mounting pressure and questions about the shifting and at times changing information about what happened and the police response.
President Biden will be at Arlington National Cemetery today to lay a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier on this Memorial Day. Frustrated holiday travelers have been running into high gas prices and some canceled airline flights. Gas is $4.61 a gallon this morning. The World Health Organization's top monkeypox expert says she doesn't think it'll turn into another pandemic, but says there are still many unknowns about the disease. Hurricane Agatha, the season's first, is headed for a stretch of tourist beaches and fishing towns on Mexico's southern Pacific coast, expected to make landfall this afternoon or evening. This is AP News. It's the movie a lot of people have been waiting for, the sequel to Top Gun. The AP's Margie Zarletta on its big debut.
Good morning, aviators. This is your captain speaking.
Tom Cruise has been a consistent box office draw. He's just never had an opening weekend this big. Top Gun Maverick brought in $124 million in ticket sales in North America. It reportedly cost $152 million to make. It was supposed to come out in the summer of 2020, but the pandemic forced its delay. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness is in second after 3 weeks at number one. The Bob's Burgers movie opens in third, followed by Downton Abbey, A New Era, and The Bad Guys. I'm Archie Zarletta.
Egypt is showing off ancient artifacts dating back 2,500 years that it says were recently unearthed near Cairo. It includes sarcophagi with mummies inside, and the mummies are well preserved, say officials. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.